to Texas.
Thank you, Chase. Yep.
And once again, we will apologize.
All right, we've now been joined by our third place finisher, driver of the number 14, Clint Bowyer. And Clint, thanks for being patient with us there for a second. Talk to us a little bit about your run, a solid run for your team, a third place finish. We know you always are searching for that win, but definitely a step in the right direction here at the end of the season.
Yeah, we had a fast Ford Fusion all weekend long. Our Haas automation Ford was good and qualified good, and had a catastrophe in the pits. Seems as we've been struggling here lately, trying to get some consistency in there, to say the least. But fell back and got back up through them, and had some more trouble, and just kind of you gain some and lose some, and gain some and lose some. And finally got there at the end, and I don't know. I wish they'd have got in each other one more time, and I'd have just went ahead and finished the last one off if it was down to one. But, it's just product of that situation. Those guys are racing for a lot on the line, and on a green-white checker at a place like this, all hell is going to break loose. The only thing I can say is why we don't race at night is beyond me here. We should definitely utilize those lights for something other than a green-white checkered, because it's pretty damn cool under the lights.
Is that because when the lights come on, everybody loses their mind?
Well, that's pretty much standard practice for green-white checkereds here.
All right, we've now been joined by our second-place finisher, driver of the number 78, Martin Truex Jr. And Martin, your team, you said coming into this week that Martinsville wasn't necessarily your favorite place to race, knowing some of the finishes you've had here of most recent years. But you guys come home with a second-place finish today. Talk a little bit about your run and ultimately how this plays into the quest for the playoffs the last 2 weeks here.
Yeah, it's definitely, it was just a solid weekend all in all, and really proud of the team. We really worked hard to come here to Martinsville to try to be better than we've been. It's been, a track that throughout my career has been a tough one for me. And I feel like over the last couple of years we've gotten better and better and started to kind of unlock the secrets and figure out how to be better in the race here. We've qualified well but have struggled, especially second half of the race. So I feel like we took a step in the right direction today, and it was perfect timing for that. Good, obviously right place, right time at the end with those guys all running into each other, and we gained a few spots. But definitely a solid run to get fifth in both stages, and then second and final finish. So happy with the day, and I look forward to two more strong ones and go to Homestead and get after this championship.
All right, we'll take questions from Martin or Clint. If you have one, we'll start with Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Mike Hember, USA Today. Martin, as Clint said, all hell broke loose there. People were spinning and crashing and being really aggressive with each other. You were in a slot where you probably could have pushed Kyle up and out of the way. Did you even consider that?
Not really. No, I didn't. I don't know. After hearing the crowd in the stands, they probably would have really loved it if I did.
But Homestead probably wouldn't have.
But, yeah. I try to race a certain way, and that's just how I race, and that's how I race tonight. So there was a hole there. I got in it and thought I had a shot of beating him fair and square. Just couldn't get the power down off of four. So it never crossed my mind to knock him out of the way. I know he hit the 11 out of the way, and that's, I'm sure, going to be a sore subject for those two. And, seemed like a lot of guys made enemies tonight, and we didn't. I think with three races to go, I don't really think I want any enemies. I'm in pretty good shape, so we'll just keep doing our thing and race our race. And, Texas should be a great track for us, so hopefully we'll go there next week and just continue to do what we've done all year long.
All right. Additional questions for Clint or Martin? Go ahead, Jenna.
You guys were third and fourth on the overtime restart, and then it got crazy with the 18 and then the 11. Can you each talk us both through that, what you guys saw and what your instincts were on where to go and what was going to happen with those two?
I was hoping they'd wreck each other.
I was hoping he'd give me enough room, and he was hoping I'd give him enough room. We were side by side coming to the white, and I just luckily cleared him off of four to get down behind the 18, and when the 18 went into one and wheel hop back and hit the 11 out of the way. So, you know, if I hadn't cleared him, he would have ended up being second and possibly be the one to knock Kyle out of the way for the win. But I cleared him off of four. So,
yeah, I just didn't get the chance. I got loose getting in and kind of got my whole rhythm screwed up for the last lap. But it's Martinsville's short track racing. You know what I mean? This is what put this sport on the map is racing like that. And it's been a while since we've seen that. And you know, it's a breath of fresh air to get back to a short track where it can breed some of that and put on a show for the fans. I know I was entertained.
Go ahead, Rebecca.
This is more of a philosophy question.
Jeez, I'm gone. See you guys.
No,
thanks.
Sit down. You have teammates. I need to know. Oh, I need to know. You have to answer it.
You knocked the 11 out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So are you ready? Are you ready? So the 22 had a tire rub. And
yes,
the two had checked out.
And the two was leading. The 22 should have pitted.
Should the 22 have pitted?
I don't know. It's not my team. It's not my call.
But I mean, if what from a philosophy standpoint?
I'm pretty sure Roger would have said, "Why the hell didn't you guys pit?" But I don't know. Aside from that,
that's a hindsight that reaches up and slaps you in the face afterwards. But you can't. You're in that situation. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I mean, you gotta try. You got to give hope a chance. Maybe a caution comes out. Maybe, you know what I mean? You're in trouble and you know it and it's a bad situation. But, you know, most of the time it only gets worse, and it did for him. But at the end of the day, he's not really racing for a championship. I mean, there was a win was the only thing. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. So, I mean, all right. I haven't watched the race. When I go home and watch the race, maybe I'll agree with you. But I was competing in the race, so my philosophy was I was hoping all them Toyotas would wreck and Ford would win. That was my philosophy, if you want to be a philosopher. Yes.
All right. Any questions in the press box?
Thanks. Yeah.
All right. We'll come back
down. Thanks, guys.
Jacob. Thanks, Clint.
Good. Thank you.
Wait, one more. No.
Come on. You're busting my chops.
All right, Jacob, go ahead.
Well, Clint,
I was really pissed off I didn't win a stage today.
Clint walked away, so I guess I'll redirect to you, Martin.
Okay.
Everybody's been talking all year about how your team hasn't necessarily been good on the short tracks. What kind of a shot in the arm is it to finally have a really good run and be able to see a possible win on that last restart at a short track?
Well, I feel like we've run really strong on the short tracks this year, obviously. If you look at the races and, you know, late at Richmond, leading the most laps there, and, you know, we led a ton of laps in New Hampshire both times, and you know, I felt like the first Bristol, we kind of had it won until we got speeding on pit road. So I feel like our short track program's really come a long way, especially this year. But this in particular, Martinsville, was still one that we were really working on and one that has been difficult to figure out for us. So, with that said, I thought today we made a big step in the right direction. You know, we ran fifth in the first two stages, and then to finish second with – you know, was good. I thought we were a fourth to sixth place car all day long, and that's, you know, for us, that's a positive from the spring. So just this place is so unique and so different than anywhere we go. It's just one of those places that's difficult to figure out.
Could you have done anything differently on the last lap?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things I could have done differently, but ultimately, you know, what I did came home second. I had a tough battle with Clint for side by side on, you know, coming to the white, and was lucky enough to clear him and ultimately have a shot at the lead because of the 18 and the 11 getting together. So, you know, had I not cleared Clint, I wouldn't even have had a chance. So I don't know that I would have done anything differently. I thought it, the hole opened up, I drove inside of Kyle, and, you know, I wasn't just going to go in there and run into him. That's just not the way I do it. So, you know, I think we can get to Homestead without, like I said earlier, making too many enemies, and, you know, we'll let everybody else fight, and we'll try to do our own thing.
All right, Martin. Thanks for your time
today.
Thank
you, guys.
Best of luck next week.